Several years ago, I was in the Boundary Waters with my family and one of my best friends, Jeremy Vidmar, and we were on the Knife Lake. It's a really big lake, and we were trying to figure out which camping site we wanted to go to. So Jeremy and I were able to follow this site, and the waves were rumbling. I mean, it was white caps. We went with the wind in our back, probably out, I don't know, maybe 300, 400 yards. And then we had walkie-talkies, and my dad says, all right, let's just come back here. And so we're going back the other way. Now, we were a lot younger then, so we were a little stronger. And we went out, and we didn't have any of our luggage. So it was just me and him. And he was bigger than me, he's taller, so I was in the front. And it was like I had like I was on a horse. Up and down, up and down, up and down. And there was one moment that, knock on wood, I've never fallen out of a canoe. But there was one moment where you could just tell two waves are like colliding. And we just kind of went that way, and then praise God, we didn't panic. We just sat right where we were to sit, even when the wind is strong, when you're in the Boundary Waters and in the canoe. And we ended up going just fine. Now, my dad might have had a heart attack, who knows, or my mom was very scared about that. We were fine. Now, for those of you that know canoeing and paddling, you know how you do it. Or even if you know boats or even bigger machines on the lake. But when you're going against the wind or you're going with the wind in your back, you always have to go straight. If you're going perpendicular, you're gonna flip over. So you have to go straight up to those waves in a canoe, even if the water comes into your canoe itself, which it did. Now, I mention that because of what Jesus has been telling us in several different ways in Easter and this last week in John, especially John chapter 15. He mentioned about how he said, I love you, but you have to know my commandments. You are my friends. And one of the readings today I'll mention in a bit. We have to focus to Jesus. And not just focusing to Him, but to also follow His commandments. So if you're in that canoe and you have your destination, you might not have the same way you'd want to because of the wind, because you don't want to fall over. And that's like our spiritual journey. Sometimes we think, all right, this is my plan for my relationship with Jesus, and I want to go that way. And all of a sudden, He's called you to do something else. You want to follow and be straight to Him, even if it takes longer or it's more challenging. Remember when Peter, they saw Jesus, they thought He might be a ghost because they were on their boat. And all of a sudden, Jesus is walking on water. And Peter says, "What? Can I walk on the lake? Can I walk on the water?" And he said, sure. Came out of the boat, and he too was walking. He was right in the direction of Jesus. And what happened to him? He started sinking. He looked around, he saw the wind. He saw the trees and the branches that were just waving. He knew that he was sinking, and he could drown. Now, praise God, Peter said, Jesus, save me. And right away, Jesus picked him up, put him right back where he was. His feet were back on the ground, on the lake. That's what happens when we don't focus on Jesus. And I want to mention this in a special way this weekend for a graduation of our students. And I mention that because of the same image that it's going to be a different place, whether you're going to college or a trade school or a job, or no matter what age you are, when things change, you haven't you have a new child, you have a different position in a job, you got a new car, or you need my truck that needs fixed. You got to think and always stay on Jesus, on path. And Jesus said in John 15, again, once after he said, I love you, follow my commandment, he said this, which I think is really important for our graduates and for all of us to hear it again. If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. A good test for us today and for those going to a new place in their life, a good test, are you hated? Now that might not seem right in your face, it might seem, brutal, parts of the world there are bad things where people are actually killed, but this passive-aggressive things in our country is changing. That if you're not following Jesus, if you're not following what our Catholic Church believes, they actually do hate you. They might not go face to face, but they can. And that's a good test to pass that, because if you are hated from the world, and think of all the stuff we have in the world, that we follow in the world, we give away from God, what we're doing is we're being distracted from Jesus. And that's a test for every one of us, and for me too, because I can be distracted. He's our best friend, he loves us, but he wants us. Because we can always talk about Jesus' love. We can do that all the time, and it's correct. But we also have to remember, he does give us a commandment. To love each other. To love him. To always follow what he's telling us to do in our relationship with him. So keep your eyes on Jesus. Especially when your life is changing. You gotta look right at him. Or else you'll be like Peter, distracting, sinking. And if that happens, just say quickly, Jesus, save me. Go to confession, ask for your forgiveness, and then get back on that trail for our Savior.